Welcome to Engaging the Muse. I'm your host, Kat Spina. This podcast is all about giving voice to the creative process, meeting my guests where they are, and illuminating how they got there. I'm here with Andrea Bennett of the Bennett Academy of the Arts, accomplished soprano, pianist, playwright, educator, and entrepreneur, who has always believed in her vision and from a very young age learned a valuable lesson about fear.
This is where a great teacher comes into play. My teacher, Elfrieda Brown, was the most greatest teacher I've ever had. She didn't allow you to cave in. She didn't tolerate no. She didn't tolerate I can't. And she didn't tolerate I'm scared. Even if you were scared, even if you did have some reservations, and when I realized as I got older, oh, this is Carnegie Hall, then I started getting scared. And she was like, you don't have time for that. You have, there's a recital in a month, and you have to get the song memorized. And you're also competing against Russian children who started playing at 2 months old. So you don't have time to be fearful. And I think that's what kind of nipped it in the bud for me that, yeah, you have fear, but you need to get it together. And this is somebody who marched on Washington with Martin Luther King. She had to walk how many miles just to get to her white teacher's home in Mississippi just to take piano lessons. So she's not hearing no. So that I wasn't allowed, even I was very fearful once I realized the depth of what I was doing, but then I wasn't allowed to follow through on the fear. You have to be the type of teacher that when that child comes into the room, that you have to say in your eyes, I see you. Because if they don't feel that, if they just feel like they are just a job, they will sense that. And even though Ms. Brown was fierce, she at times would tell you about yourself in a very negative way. She saw you and she saw your talent and wouldn't allow you to, you know, like I said before, to be less than you're only your best.
How do you think that experience shaped your vision when building Bennett Academy?
From the time I was nine, I said, I'm going to own my own business. And I'm going to have a really big school, and I'm going to teach children to be amazing singers, and they're going to be performers. They're going to be big as Michael Jackson, and they're going to be huge. And I've always liked showing people their talent and saying, here, this is what you have. I was always that medley little 10 and 11-year-old. You know, you can sing good. I was always complimenting people. I always wanted to be autonomous. I never liked school. I never liked 9 to 5. I never liked sitting down in a cubicle doing God knows what for somebody else. I just always wanted to be autonomous and I guess powerful in my own way. And that was from 9 years old.
I know you are a very skilled and accomplished playwright. So I'm curious, how did the acting program get started?
I named it Bennett Academy in 1998. That means I clearly had a vision of where it was going to go. So I knew ahead of time that it was going to also involve theater. But when we started, it was all piano. It was only me because I know was piano or voice. I was either teaching you how to sing or teaching you how to play the piano. And then I realized that how it evolved into theater was, I was like, these recitals are boring. I'm bored. This is horrible. I'm bored. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a little skit within the recital so that people can laugh and have a good time and hear a storyline while their kids are performing. So we would have like the first play was the music class in 1998. And the music class was about horribly delinquent children. They were coming to a detention, and their teacher was telling them about the eras of music. And each child would play music based on whatever the teacher was talking about. and he played it from his radio. And what it was my students, my piano students playing the music as if it was coming from the radio. So the parents saw a great show and their child performed in the recital. The theater productions became so popular, we had to separate them. And I had to make Polyphonic Entertainment for the theater productions. And then Bennett Academy continued doing music. But now we also teach acting classes where the students from Bennett Academy also get to perform in Polyphonic Entertainment productions. Some of my inspiration just comes from seeing the things that the kids have to go through. Music class was delinquent children who don't really know much about music. And we try to get them in knowing about classical and all forms of music and not just thinking that hip hop and R&B is the only songs you can listen to. And then the Odella Williams Show was about being true to yourself and loving yourself as you are, not having to perpetrate just to get attention. Hope Street was about the 20-something-year-olds, our older students and older actors who want to become famous and some of the things that they had to go through to become famous. And then The King of the Rodeo is about family and about redemption and about forgiveness and about love. And then The Murder Mystery, What She Deserves, is a crazy rip-roaring comedy just for laughs and giggles. That's how all the plays really started. They started for a need of not seeing yawning at my recitals, which was really disheartening.
When I come here, I don't feel like I'm walking into a classroom. I feel like I'm walking into a living room.
Everybody's a family around here, and it's like as soon as you walk through the door, you just get this sense of happiness. You know what I mean?
What's keeping you inspired to push forward and help you reach your next step?
I would say for the shows and adding more to Bennett Academy would be the students. The acting students, they were like, we want more, we want more. You know, they're right behind me with little, you know, they're playing with my little battery pack. Come on, Miss B, we got to get this done. Like, when's the rewrite? When's the rewrite? I'm like, okay, the rewrite's coming. They're like, come on, it's summertime. I'm away on vacation, but when's the rewrite? They help me out a lot with their enthusiasm. They're enthused, and they make you want to just give them the best script ever. Because actors, they want a good script, and they give you the impetus. Another thing, too, is meditation helps a lot. I was introduced to meditation by my good friend Linda Saljanin. She was like, you have to meditate. You have so many things going on. Mm-hmm. And I think meditation just calms everything down and lets me think about what I have to do next. And sometimes I have to calm down, and meditation keeps me focused on one thing at a time, or if I do have to juggle things, okay, what's the most important thing to do first, and then move on to the next thing.
What do you have zero tolerance for?
Lack of support. If you're not going to support, you know, myself or my kids or the project that I'm doing, bye. Goodbye. It's tough, but you can't expect a flower to grow without watering it. Everybody, all of us flowers, we need watering. Like Zora Neale Hurston says, you know, women are expected to grow without watering. She says Black women, but I think all people, all of us are flowers and or plants or whatever we are. We need watering. And if you're not going to water me or things that are connected to me and vice versa, I think if I'm not going to water you, I think you shouldn't tolerate me either. I think it goes both ways, but that's what I won't tolerate.
You mentioned the idea of nourishing and nurturing talent and not being afraid to point it out. I want to use this opportunity to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast and this interview, because I know from a really young age you saw me and you saw what I had, and we had so much fun in Jabalani and the plays and performing in a variety of places. But when you took me on that audition to Sony and had me sing something unique off the cuff, because you knew that was me, But you went that extra distance. You saw me. You saw my fear and encouraged me to keep going and to breathe and to give it my all. That experience was one of many on the road ahead that taught me to never give up. So thank you so much for that. If you want to learn more about the process, creativity, and the journey, check out my website, catspinamusic.com. Thank you again for listening.